970-823-9202.
Welcome again to another episode of the Faith Pest Control Podcast. I'm Mike Stewart, your host, and we do this podcast as a community service for all the fine folks that live in Jasper, Georgia, Blairsville, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, Big Canoe in the North Georgia Mountains. If you live north of Atlanta in the North Georgia area, and especially in Jasper, Georgia, we are your one-stop shop for pest control because we have the pest expert, Fred Daly, who knows how to create a pest-free home for you. And, of course, one of the things that you can do, there's a lot of things you can do and tips that you can take yourself to avoid problems. You know, an ounce of prevention is what they say. And so today, Fred's going to talk about some helpful tips that you need to know to have a pest-free home. So, Fred, are you ready to give us some of those juicy tips?
I'm ready to go, Mikey.
All right. Fire away.
So we're going to start off with fleas in the house. The main tip I can give you about fleas in the house is have your pet treated by a veterinarian. I tried the over-the-counter stuff for years, and I figured out I'm much better off financially and sanity-wise just letting the vet do what they do. But if you get fleas in the house, this is some helpful tips that could help you get rid of them via the use of a pest control guy. But anybody that's had fleas in the house knows that this is not a one and done proposition. So before your pest control guy comes, if they don't give you a list of stuff that they need done, here's some stuff that's going to help make their job easier, but it will give you better results. Their job will give you better results if you prepare your house this way before they get there. The very number one item is clear all the floor surfaces of loose items, magazines, toys, small articles, clothes, that kind of stuff. Pick up out of the closet floor as well as under the beds and under the furniture. Key hint right here is on the day of treatment, vacuum all the carpets, rugs, and furniture, including under the cushions of upholstered furniture. Vacuum the wood and tile floors, paying special attention to the grooves and the cracks, because that's where the fleas will get down in on like hardwood or tile floor. If you have a vacuum cleaner that has a bag, remove the bag, put it in a plastic, tie it up in a plastic like kitchen garbage bag and get it out of the house. Clean thoroughly all the areas that are frequented by your pets. Like if you have cats, I mean, we have cats, they get everywhere. They're going to get on your table. They're going to get on your countertop. They're going to sit in the windowsill. All of those places need to be cleaned very well. Clean the basement and garage floors with soap and water if pets spend time in those areas. And pay special attention because if they're like out in the garage or the basement, there's going to be a crack between the foundation wall and the floor slab. So pay particular attention to that because fleas will get down in there. Wash and or dispose of all pet bedding. If you have an aquarium, that needs to be covered up and turn the air pump off so it's not sucking in insecticide and putting it down into the water. All the pets, I think that's kind of an obvious one, but all the pets need to be removed. Do not let pets or people really into the house until after the treatment dries, which anymore, most people use aerosols. I think some people will still use like a compressed air sprayer and spray a liquid, but most people now use aerosols anyway. So you're probably looking at 30 minutes to an hour just of being outside the home. Have your pet treated, if you can afford it at all, have your pet treated by a veterinarian. It's in my mind, that's not even a question. Now, after the treatment, this is critical. Every other day for a minimum of 2 weeks, you need to vacuum all the carpet, rugs, wood floors, tile floors, and furniture minimum every other day for 2 weeks. Again, if you have a vacuum cleaner that has an internal bag, remove the bag, seal it in the plastic kitchen garbage bag, and get it out of the house. Because you will see, there's not much maybe to it. You're going to see some fleas for up to 2 weeks after the treatment. Seeing the fleas after treatment is normal, and it's not an indication of needing additional treatment. So we're moving on from the fleas now. Picking up fallen and rotting fruit in your yard. In North Georgia, especially right now, this time of year right now, yellow jackets and European hornets are like at the peak of activity. So a piece of rotting fruit is a meal for them. So you can just randomly pick up a piece of rotting fruit. You can actually pick a piece off the tree that could have an active European hornet or yellow jacket eating some of that fruit, and you can get stung. So just pay attention to the fruit you pick up. Gaps under doors. And this is what I'm thinking of here is primarily entry doors, not necessarily overhead garage doors in the garage. I'll address those in a minute. But gaps under your exterior doors in your home, especially in the wintertime, if you have a gap under there and a roach, an American roach, also known in Florida as a palmetto bug or a water bug. A lot of people call them that up here. But they only need a space of 3 millimeters, which is pretty darn small, in order to enter your home. If they're crossing that path and they feel that warm air, that indicates to them a different season. So they're going to try to get in that gap if it exists. So just pay attention to the gaps around your exterior doors and your windows. Now, gaps around garage doors. More importantly, on each side, each end of the garage door, down where it meets the garage floor, it's common to find a hole between the garage door itself and the trim. You know, garage doors are not built to be airtight. So if you have a hole down at the ground level or at the garage floor or driveway level that you can stick your pinky finger in, that's large enough for a mouse to get in. They kind of like collapse their skeleton to get in those spaces. So another place that can happen around your house instead of just the garage is if you have a crawl space and you have foundation vents, if there's holes in the wire of the foundation vents. Now those are, without replacing the vent, it's actually fairly easy to repair. Just get some 1/4-inch hardware cloth and put over it. That way the foundation vent will still function, but the mice can't get through there, and they can't chew through the hardware cloth. Torn screens. Very common up here, especially in springtime, to get complaints about. We call them no-see-ems. They're actually, if my memory serves me correctly, I believe they're called midges, M-I-D-G-E-S, midges. But they will come through the screen, and gnats, especially older screens. There are newer screens that have a higher density. The holes are smaller that supposedly prevent no-see-ems, the midges and gnats, from getting in. But if you have older screens that have the larger holes, you might consider replacing them with newer screens with smaller holes. But even the ones with small holes, if they're torn, you can let these flying insects in. A biggie, huge, huge, huge here for ants. If you have trees and or shrubs that touch the house, you need to figure out how to prune them so that there's no foliage touching the house. This can be problematic even for the bug guy if they're not accustomed to looking for it. But ants will crawl up the trunk of the tree, crawl out the limb that's touching the house, and get in the house, and you never see a trailing ant around the exterior perimeter of the house at all. Very frustrating if you're not, for the bug guy, if they're not kind of used to anticipating that. Keep your gutters clean. The leaf litter and debris that accumulates in rain gutters is a haven for nesting ants and or roaches, the big roaches, palmetto bugs, water bugs. So it's very extremely helpful to keep those clean. They need to be cleaned. We have ours cleaned twice a year, normally at the end of fall, and then the end of spring is when we have them cleaned. It seems to be adequate for us, and where I live is very dense foliage. We basically live in the woods. Crawl space ventilation. Moisture control, especially in a crawl space, is critical for wood destroying organisms, and that's bug talk for termites, powder post beetles, and wood destroying fungus, if you will. You can't necessarily fix a termite problem by changing the moisture content in the crawl space, but you can very easily fix a beetle problem and a fungus problem in your crawl space by controlling that moisture. Polyethylene is a good, relatively cheap fix. And what happens, especially in older homes, is they were not built. Well, I mean, two things. They weren't built to construction standards of today. And we know more today about ventilation than we did years ago. So controlling the ventilation in your crawl space is very key, especially for powder post beetles or wood destroying beetles and wood destroying fungus. Spray foam insulation, however brilliant it may be for energy efficiency, it can be terrible for the bug guy when he's inspecting the house or even your own inspection of the house for termites and or other wood destroying organisms. Because the spray foam is not a precise operation. They get overspray on stuff. I don't think that it's not necessarily they try to, it just happens. And generally in a crawl space, it really doesn't matter. But for spray foam insulation, what you're doing is you're sealing that wood your first thought is, well, how can that be a bad thing? Two things come to my mind, and I'm of the opinion that wood needs to breathe. It is dead at the point that it's put in your house, but it still needs air to flow through it, in my mind. And you can't, termites especially, can get in the middle of the wood, and before they ever come to the surface and for you to be able to see them. And the spray foam insulation can keep that hidden. So you're not going to see it, and the bug guy's not going to see it when they come and do your annual termite inspection. You could have a huge issue and not know it, nor the bug guy would not know it. Regrettably, I have inspected, not a lot, but I've inspected some houses where people have used the spray foam insulation as a method to hide termite damage. I was actually very shocked. This is a good one here, I think. If you're having a problem with ants, especially on your countertops, because kitchens and bathrooms are typically where you're going to have ant issues anyway, or where you may be feeding your pets. But ants are social insects, so part of the family will go out and harvest food for the rest of the family and take it back to feed everybody in the nest. So when the family that goes out to find the food, when they identify a food source, they will create a trail, and it's a scent trail. They will release a pheromone that tells all the other family members that are going out to harvest food where the food source is. If you just take regular dishwashing soap and a rag and wipe the counter down, you're going to eliminate that pheromone trail. You may not totally eliminate the ants, but you're going to prevent a lot of them from being on your countertop, because they're not going to know that the food source, where the food source is, because you're eliminating the trail when you clean the countertop. Here at Faith Pest Control, we do offer a free consultation. We offer a 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of any of your bug problems, and at the end of 30 days you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and we'll retreat your home for free, and we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us that you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment, plus we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. Bottom line is that I want you to be happy with the service that we provide, or you won't owe us a penny, period. If you feel like what I've made make can't even talk today. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions you may have.
Well, thanks, Fred. We appreciate all of those helpful tips. You know, we do this podcast as a community service for all the fine folks in Jasper, Georgia, and surrounding areas in North Georgia Mountains. You can get this podcast, and what, you know, what we want you to do is we want you to like it. We want you to share it. We want you to enjoy it. We want you to use it. And more importantly, we want you to subscribe to it where you get your favorite podcasts. We're in Apple, Amazon, Audible, Spotify, and Google. Anywhere podcasts, even at our website, you can listen from our website if you want to. You can listen on your phone. You can listen on your home devices. You can listen on your computer. Hey, nowadays you can actually listen on your television sets. Podcasting has become so huge and prevalent everywhere that people are doing it. They're growing exponentially, and we have got hours of helpful tips to help you have a pest-free home. So you call Fred anytime you have any questions if you live in the Jasper area, and be sure to let him know that you've heard his podcast and that you're ready to do business with him. So give him a call, and we'll see you next time on the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202. And be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.